morning, everybody. This is Macho Chad the Engineer, yeah. And you're listening to Travel World, yeah. So without further ado, here's Willem and Steve. Oh, yeah.
CIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Another holiday.
Well, good morning. We're back for the second week in a row. Can you imagine we're still in Montreal?
Yes, we haven't gone anywhere. What's wrong with us? Good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, in studio Labor Day weekend here in Montreal.
Can you imagine that? Usually we have either our pilgrimage to Gaspé or we're out in Hampton Beach or Salisbury Beach or something.
Well, not too. I think next week might be heading to Le Baluchon for a day or two up in St. Paul.
Yes, you're going with a kind of a hottie that Chad likes.
Yeah, somebody recommended by Chad. And week after, the Big E down in Springfield. And the week after, Richmond, Virginia with Candace Centennial Anchorman. So, I mean, rest up for a while. But after that, on the road again.
Wasn't that that lady that Chad said she was kind of a hottie until she stopped shaving her legs and became a radical feminist?
Yeah. You have to look in the book of Chadisms.
Yes. Well, we have also the videotape with us from when we went to when we went out to the Iowa State Fair, and we went to this particular brew pub, the Raccoon River Brewing Company, and they had all kinds of neatly decorated paddles and stuff like that. And we were looking for Chad's famous ugly stick, because another Chadism, of course, is she looks like she's been beaten by an ugly stick. Or
yeah, they went to the museum in Des Moines. I think the original ugly stick was donated to the museum of the Raccoon River Brewing Company.
Or it could be used as an ugly stick, but we have that all on tape.
Oh, yeah. Great show today. We have Sandra Phillips in studio in a few minutes talking about a train trip she took, a very unique train trip. We're talking to Mike Cohen from the Suburban later on with some of his adventures trying to endure the Air Canada strike. And
That's got to be something.
Yes, very difficult and trying time for a lot of passengers. And for the first few minutes, joined in studio by Scott Johnson. He's in town from Penticton, B.C., sort of making a layover of sorts between a 7:30 a.m. arrival from Vancouver en route to Sackville and Mount Allison University.
Scott Johnson, you happen not to be related to the singer Brian Johnson. You got to sit right close to the mic. We can't hear a word you're saying.
No, I'm not related to him at all.
Well, actually related to Bruce Johnson, the man who brought the Bobo Hut to Expo 67.
The Bobo Hut?
Yes.
What would be the Bobo
Hut? Little balls of pork and chicken in batter that were sold at Expo 67. They were a big hit at Expo.
I see. Little balls of pork and batter.
Yeah, very tasty. I've never really seen them since. So it brings back a lot of happy memories.
Well, I suppose so, definitely. So Penticton, long way. We got that going to be covered in, I think, in the following segment.
No, I'll talk about Penticton now. I think it's
right
a good,
now,
good
get
time.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. Well, it kind of leads into the train trip through the area, so there's a nice
segue. The one nice thing is, we can't wait to put Sandra on, of course. It's always nice to have Sandra in studio with us.
Yes, she's doing a little dance, but
why do you think we want her in studio?
Yes,
I like seeing her dance.
Yeah, it doesn't cost us anything.
Shame on you.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Wipe my mouth out, my dirty thought. But Penticton is in the Okanagan Valley, and from the pictures you brought in, a very beautiful place to visit.
Yes, it's quite a beautiful place. I've grown up there all my life, and it's very picturesque, a little different from Montreal here.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to, let's say I'm heading out to Penticton, what would you show me? I mean, what would you think I have to see when visiting Penticton?
First thing you have to see is probably the lakes. Lakes is a big attraction, a lot of nice beaches, and definitely the wineries. The BC wine industry is huge. There's lots of great wines that are coming out of there. It's quite a big hidden corner. It's kind of the Napa Valley of the North.
Right, a lot of people just don't know that, and I'm looking through the brochures here. They have one, the Thompson Okanagan Wine Festival, the whole guide for 1998, where you can take winery tours, and they make it into a really big industry.
There's huge events at the wineries every day. It goes over about a two-week period. And there's lots of events like dinners and big winemaking, fun things to do at night. And you can take lots of tours of the wineries and taste lots of the great wines that are out there.
Yummy.
Yeah. No. You also, you think of the Okanagan Valley. You're talking about the heat there. It's not it's a sort of a desert climate in the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, when I arrived here this morning, I had to put my jacket on. It's usually around average 35 degrees Celsius
yeah,
there
that,
every day
that,
in the
that's
summer.
Enough. You know, we hate you for that already, all right?
I can't even wear shorts. I see everyone wearing shorts outside. It's just,
you know, when we have time, we'll have pity on this guy. This guy doesn't even get snow in the winter, I bet.
No, we get a little bit of snow, but...
And no ice storms or anything?
Oh, no ice storms. No, we're usually swimming in the lake at the start of May.
I see you brought with you some pictures, some luscious Okanagan beauties, haven't you?
Oh, of course, yes. The pictures here, the golfing and
the
holiday parks.
And the Granny Smith apple.
Yes, yes.
Of course. Lots of fruit.
Where you could send your, what was it, $10 out to a box in Kelowna or Kamloops and get pictures of the luscious Okanagan beauties. Yes,
yeah,
I remember those.
I know you would reply to that.
They used to run those ads in the Globe and Mail, I believe. So.
Yes.
Different type of beauties.
Yes.
So it's basically, you would say, a wine country, but are there a lot of outdoor activities?
Lots of outdoor activities. Since it's situated, it's kind of in a valley, so there's lots of mountains. There's lots of kind of very outdoor sports, like mountain biking, camping. A lot of fishing because there's a lot of lakes and there's a lot of fish up there. I don't know about out in the east here. Most of the fish are gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. They all went out to your place.
They all went out to swim in greener waters or bluer waters.
A little less pollution out there.
Waters. How about Rusty Brown next to the pulp mill?
Yes, you know, go fishing in the Lachine Canal. I think looking at the pictures of Lake Okanagan, you much appreciate natural beauty a great deal more. And some nice hotels to stay there. There's a Best Western and they're building casinos. Are talking about building casinos on Indian land out in Penticton area?
Oh, yeah. The British Columbia government last week approved a couple casinos that are going to be built in the valley, so it should be another big attraction.
Right, a lot of different things to do. And things to do if you're going to visit places around here in Quebec, the best way to get there is Air Montreal. Save 50% off every other carrier's fares without the restrictions. Don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. You can go one way, no matter what, to cities like Quebec, Bonaventure, Baie-Comeau, Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Air Montreal. It's just-in-time travel. Start saving from the moment you reserve because there's no airport improvement fee to pay. You don't pay for parking because you leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue. Air Montreal for just-in-time travel, 631-2111.
And now we're going to have to showcase our own Chad the Engineer. Roll the break.
CIQC Montreal.
Tasso Patsikak is broadcasting live from Chaussure Rubino in the Des Sources Mall. So easy to find. Sources of the Trans-Canada. We're right next to Corbeil Appliances. And we have a sale for you. For the gentlemen, we've got a great line of beautiful shoes. Bruno Zeppi, regular $104 for just $79. Fontana, $164 for just $124. Greneco Boots, $134 for $102. Great saving there. And Deerstag, if you know the Deerstag name, they are without a doubt the comfort shoe, regular $79.99 for just $59.99. We've got a great lineup for the ladies. It includes handbags at 25% off for the kids or the ladies or the gentlemen back to school. Knapsacks that are regular $29, just $9.99. Of course, we've got hiking boots, $49, regular price for just $37.99. And Kamek boots, $54 for just $41.99. Check it out this weekend. Chaussure Rubino, Des Sources Mall, Sources of the Trans-Canada, right next to Corbeil Appliance.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels
Spot
and Dorval
five,
today.
631-834-130.
Trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval. 631-8704.
Red hot, too hot to handle.
Yeah.
It's Sears Red Hot Sale.
You got it.
Get ready for sizzling savings of up to 50% off a huge selection of national and private labels store-wide.
Red
from family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, appliances, and so much more. It's hot and it's happening right now. Sears Red Hot Sale. It's too hot to miss, so don't. Sears Red Hot Sale, on now.
Red Hot, you love the Red Hot Sale at Sears.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Talk Radio 600, the CIQC. Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
How appropriate. Well, we're back with Travel World here on CIQC, segment number two. Will and back is Stephen Pickford in studio with a lovely and beautiful and talented Sandra Phillips, and of course, the one and only Hansa Chad behind the console. So we got those new jingles now, eh? Wild and groovy.
You like that, eh?
Yeah, the 1950 sound return.
The 1950 sound return. Well, it goes along with the equipment we're using.
it also goes along with the segment I'm going to do here.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. You got this little train whistle that...
start us off, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Lead us in to...
There are train sounds.
This is Mr. Music, please. On this budget, right?
Right. The sound effects of modern day radio.
Well, we got a camera in the studio. We can do our own e-show. I mean, at least it looks...
it looks like it with the blue tinge, yes.
The blue tinge, yeah. Everything here looks like it's new. Amazing what you can do with camera tricks, huh?
Well, that train whistle was to go aboard the amazing American Orient Express. Now,
ooh.
Did you know that there was an Orient Express in North America? I never did.
Does anyone get killed?
No.
No murder on board.
The exact opposite. You live to the fullest on the American Orient. The Orient Express train goes from Paris to Istanbul. Started in 1883, and it set the standard for luxury travel.
Okay.
Everybody had to live up to what the Orient Express was doing. Now the U.S. and Canada have the option of enjoying this. An American company has taken a series of cars from the 1940s and 50s and put them together and made an incredibly beautiful $14 million worth of renovations on the cars to bring it up to standards that we would expect.
Where's ours go from and to now?
Okay, the one I took, I boarded in Montreal. And you just don't board. They lay out a blue carpet.
Oh, neat.
Oh, yes, all the accoutrements.
All the porters and the staff are dressed in capes and hats from the 1950s, and they line the blue carpet and welcome you aboard, and that's how you start. That gives you an idea of the extreme luxury you're going to
have. Really sets the tone for the entire trip.
I love trains.
And also what you're doing on the train is you're entering a time machine. So you can be a non-adventurous person and have adventure travel and, you know, walking and living through the 50s and 60s and train travel right here in Canada. This trip goes back and forth. It's called the Great Trans-Canada Journey.
Oh, yeah?
It goes from Montreal to Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
You stop. The train, it's like having a chauffeur-driven train. He takes you to each city, you get off, and you tour. So we stopped in Ottawa.
This is a Via Rail production.
No, this is not Via.
Okay.
This is an American company that rents tracks.
From
they just rent
Canada.
The tracks from Canadian National and Canadian Pacific
exactly.
And use their right away. Okay.
Gotta know.
And in fact, they use a different route because when Via goes across to Vancouver, they take a southern route, but this train takes a northern route.
Oh, really?
So we went to Ottawa. And then to Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, and Jasper to see the Great Columbia Ice Field.
Oh, yes, Jasper.
Yes, that would be
and
very interesting.
The grand finale is the trip through the mountains and the canyons of the Fraser Valley. And, you know, it really ends the trip on a real high.
Telling me.
And you're traveling through the mountains during daylight hours? They plan it
always, exactly, because that's the whole point of having this chauffeur-driven train. They set the schedule according to the passengers.
Okay.
So they get you to a city, and if they get you early, they just park there and wait for daylight, and you get up and you tour the city. Every day you tour from 9 to 3, they have two professional tour guides that are with you, taking you to museums and famous sites in the city. And if at any point during the tour you say, I don't want a tour, I want to stay on the train, I want to go back, well, then a bus will just take you back. I mean,
that's really neat.
You can decide not to tour. You could just get out of the train and see the city on your own and come back. It's your option as the traveler.
Oh, neat.
You're good to set your own schedule.
How often
like that.
Does this thing go? Is it it a charter kind of a thing or what?
It's every summer. It runs back and forth from Vancouver to Montreal. There's about 5 trips.
Oh, neat.
And then there's a trip from Montreal to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Then the new one next year will be a French-Canadian journey from Montreal to Halifax. So you can enjoy...
With poutine.
Yes, all Quebec cuisine served aboard. It's going to run late, that trip, too.
I'm glad you brought up the food.
No, Lawrence Hannigan will run it. We'll have 2 back-to-back.
Well, he was former chairman of VRA.
Now, one of the goals of the train is to put you back in the 40s and 50s by serving you the comfort food and the... foods of famous chefs on other trains that ran during that time, as well as regional food.
Oh.
So while I was on board, I was speaking to Chef Evan Waters, and we discussed, you know, what it's like to feed people on the train and this regional concept. And back, you know, years ago, they would serve cod tongues when you're going through Newfoundland and
cod
pork
tongue.
Pie.
I've had cod tongues.
How do you
get acquired taste?
How do you get a tongue out of a cod?
Very difficulty.
So, yes, you would try, and I actually told him about what he should be serving for Montreal. We did discuss poutine, but he did nix it.
Is that how you catch a cod? I mean, it licks a cold pole in the water, and you just pull it up?
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
And just pull it apart.
And the tongue's the end.
Yes.
It's real easy, because the water's always cold.
Yes.
That's it.
So the food is incredible on board. You have dinner is served from 7 to 9. You do not have to dress for dinner. See,
okay.
That was the one really nice change from
the
40s.
You mean you can eat naked?
Yeah, absolutely. And
come as you are.
Well, that was the movie Naked Lunch. That was a different Naked Lunch.
Ask me later about the shower curtain I wore.
The shower curtain you wore?
Not to dinner, I hope.
Is that kind of like the bed covers Danielle wears when... Hey, Danielle is in the studio.
Yes.
Well, come in, Danielle. Come on in.
Yes, welcome to the studio.
We Bob Houle, when we went down to Hanson Beach, wanted Danielle down there badly. And hello, Danielle.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, she's in studio. Here is your sweatshirt, Danielle.
An official gift from Bob Houle at
Bob
the Hanson
Houle.
Beach Chamber of Commerce.
There we go.
Heavy.
It's funny that Danielle should walk in just when you're mentioning wearing nothing but a shower curtain, but...
Don't bother me about my bed sheet, okay?
You see? Was I lying?
Everyone has a story. Everyone has a story.
Mine really wasn't that bad. It was the last night they decided to try and create a... Yes, we were on the train.
On the train, as we roll through the countryside of Canada.
They wanted to create some fun, so they did have a dress-up night the last night if you chose to dress up, and then a talent show afterwards, at which point I wrote a song. And 5 or 6 people on the train acted the song out.
You wrote a song?
Yes.
Do you have it?
Do you have it with you? Can you sing it for us?
I didn't take it with me on purpose.
Is that like the modified version of Macarena I sing?
Yeah, it
was. Well, I don't
know.
Not allowed on the airways.
I don't
the CRTC
think
has
on
had
the
would be the biggest problem they ever had.
Anyway.
Well, no, I mean, the
so
first
So we dressed up as the 12 days of travel, and my day was day 8, and it was a shaky shower. I had to dress up as a shaky shower. So we got the porters to get me some shower curtains, and we did this beautiful French creation out of the shower curtains that was pinned onto me. So, yeah, you do have some fun on the train.
Oh, they have these organized activities in the evening.
There are not really organized activities. This was the first time they tried it.
Spontaneous.
In the
That's
evening,
the best type of fun.
This is the Orient Express. In the evening, you dine from 7 to 9. Now, you could choose any time. You don't have to sit at a sitting.
Uh-huh.
You could go in when you feel like, eat as long as you want. You could then after dinner, you go into the club car where the grand piano is there, and there's a piano player every night till 10:30 at night playing songs.
Does he play Music Box Dancer?
Whatever you like. You make your request and she plays it.
Stephen often asks him to play Long Ago and Far Away, and
yes.
Not many people get the joke.
The odd one has and chases us from the room.
The lady on this train had this incredible ability, Pat Kennedy, to play the piano and hold entire conversations at the same time, no matter what she was playing. which adds to some of the entertainment on board.
Cool.
It must be awfully difficult to actually make a good meal on a train because of the cramped conditions.
That is a great point. When I sat down and I spoke to the chef, I asked about, you know, what are the parameters of cooking on board a train? And he said, well, first of all, you don't fry. rule number one.
Flying fat everywhere as you go around the corner.
deep frying.
The other thing was something I was curious about. We weren't getting a lot of sort of heavy cakes for dessert. It was sort of more light, fluffy things because it's real hard to bake a cake when the train is moving. The only time they can bake is when the train has been sitting still for a number of hours, and those nights you would get cake. So one morning, he wanted to make frittata for breakfast.
Okay.
And he had to wait until we were sitting in a station during breakfast time in order to do that. So those are, you know, some of the limitations.
Frittata.
Oh, yes.
And
a lot of cool things to eat on the train.
He has had the occasion when a hot pot has jumped off the stove when it got a little wild around corners.
Yeah.
You have to watch out because
he changes that corner like I do.
Can you imagine?
Dodgeball or?
Dodge pot.
Dodge pot.
That's the entertainment.
Can you imagine, you know, it's hard enough being a waiter, but being a waiter on a train taking hot soup to a person.
Oh, God. Yeah. You got to have a lot of sympathy on these guys. When I took VRL and also this last weekend, we had two of our correspondents traveling on via One First Class, and they were always marveling how these guys, you know, the train's rocking back and forth, and they're holding this tray full of drinks, and it doesn't fall. I mean, you got to practice
that. I would say we were on board the whole week. I never saw the waiter spill anything or drop anything. It was, I don't know how they get used to it, but I guess it's like sea legs.
You get accustomed to it eventually. And the same for the passengers. After you've been on for a couple of days, you get used to how to drink your cup of coffee and that.
Okay.
After the pizza,
ask me how you take a shower on a train.
That'll be interesting. It's getting time for thinking about it. Time to start thinking about lunch. It's 11:30 in Montreal. If you call Pizza Donini now, 383-6000, your Montreal-style pizza, oven fresh, great-tasting Montreal-style pizza will be at your door at 12 noon. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, just one number to remember for Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Funny how we seem to always gravitate towards nudity around here.
or food, or both.
Well, we also have more celebrations of the hands of Chad coming right up. Rashad, roll the break.
You need Chad. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna say it, yeah. In fact, Chad. Way down inside. Honey, you need Chad.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Let's take a little time, just for me and you. Try something special, something fresh and new.
It's bonus time from Sears and Elizabeth Arden. With any Elizabeth Arden purchase of $28 or more, you'll receive a 7-piece bonus set, including moisturizer, body lotion, and Fifth Avenue fragrance, all in a signature cosmetic bag, absolutely free. An exclusive gift offer from Elizabeth Arden and Sears.
Come see the softer side of Sears.
Details in store.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Tasso Patsikakis broadcasting live this weekend. Show Sir Rubino, if your kiddies, you know, have gone back to school last week or they're going this week, you know, shoes might be a problem. They have to look their best. They got to make sure their tootsies are comfortable. Well, you're going to do it this weekend right here at Show Sir Rubino. We've got a sale going on, a grand opening sale in the brand new Day Sources Mall. Beautiful store. We're going to save you all kinds of big money and big special on booties. Don't you love the name? Regular 124 for 49. Check it all out. Show Sir Rubino, Day Sources Mall, sources of the Trans-Canada.
Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in the field?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Mitch Melnick here for Baton Rouge, where Montrealers continue to flock for incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. And they keep returning for more ribs and chicken and fresh fish and amazing appetizers, all served up in huge portions in a warm, classy, elegant setting downtown at Complex Desjardins, Dollard, the South Shore, and Carrefour Laval. Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
can't beat some good old CCR here on Travel World. It's Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford, the beautiful, lovely, talented Sandra Phillips. We still got Scott Johnson, not Brian's relative, in studio with us. And, of course, we got behind the console the one and only the hands of Chad, Mr. Masseur. Ladies, he did win the best massage in Montreal. And we've got all kinds of people who are lining up for that. So if you want a massage, give us a call here at CIQC 600 at 790-0600 and ask Chad for a massage. I'm sure he'll oblige.
It's not that expensive.
It's not that expensive. Chad, you're going to get all men calling you. You realize this.
Yeah, well, I have no comment there.
That's if Eli gets his way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So speaking of engineering, you had something for us there, Sandra.
Yes, every train's got to have an engineer as well as a radio
Casey
station.
Jones, yes.
And I learned a lot about driving a train because I got to eat with the chief mechanical engineer, and he took me up front to see where the engineer sits and the conductor, because the conductor no longer sits in the caboose because there ain't no caboose.
You got to watch your caboose these days.
Yes. Always look from what's behind.
And he showed me something I never knew existed. Did you ever, guys ever hear of Dead Man's Lever?
Dead man's lever. What the heck is a dead man's lever?
This is a lever on the floor that the train engineer has to keep his foot on the entire time he's driving the train. He may not lift his foot off that lever ever, or the train will stop.
Will stop, yeah, suddenly.
And that's to protect the train against heart attacks or the engineer getting ill on board.
Ah,
so they can never have a
very
train crash.
Smart.
To
right,
this
that's a
day,
good idea, yes.
They still have the dead man's lever. Now, you think he's going to be on duty for about 6 hours straight. What happens if he has to go to the bathroom? That was the first question I asked.
Yeah. Well, with our mentality, yes, yes.
No, yes.
That's only we would ask.
We were thinking about catheter.
Well, the
catheter. Oh, Stephen.
The conductor is nearby, and they do this kind of little shuffle, this little dance, where he has to sort of slide over to the seat and get his foot on the lever while the other guy slides his foot off the lever, so the lever is never...
Okay.
Not pushed at any time.
I'm relieved you said that because I was afraid you're going to say something.
No.
Something the conductor holds
they,
up.
They have worked it out.
just the fonts, you know, in that little little locomotive.
Oh, you would think of something like that.
There are no bedpans on the train. Every single cabin has a private bathroom. So,
yeah.
You know, that, but the cabins are really small.
Okay.
That's the one thing I think that, you know, people complained about. But after a while, you get used to being very tidy. And you think about the neat things about having a small cabin. For instance, if you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you only have to take one step.
You don't have to go too far.
You don't have to go too far. And you could reach all your cabin lights from your bed to shut anything on and off. You know, those are the benefits of having a small. Now, we talked earlier about the showers. Only the most expensive suites, the presidential suite, would have a shower in the room. So everybody else would share a shower in their carriage. You
okay.
have a porter on call 24 hours a day. He's your personal butler. Anything
mm-hmm.
you need, you call your porter.
Okay.
And he has a shower schedule, so you tell him what time you want to take your shower, and the room is washed and cleaned and fresh towels are laid out. And you go and attempt to take a shower.
Attempt.
While the train is moving.
So
while
tell us how you take a shower in this train.
You hold on. But you can hold on because the walls are moving. You are full of soap. Your hands are full of soap. So if you try to hold on to the wall, you slide.
Don't bend over
you
in
bend
the shower.
Bend sideways. The water hits the wall. They have a lot of shower bars in there. You know, this isn't the first time people have taken trains on showers. So they're bars that you have to hold on to
okay.
while you're taking a shower. One of the wittier passengers suggested you just soap the walls and kind of bounce off.
Well, that would be an idea. Something to
soap
enjoy.
Yeah. Also, passing through the narrow passageways of a train mm-hmm. is kind of interesting because it's one person can fit through the passageways, but two
oh
people have to pass. So you get real friendly with the other passengers on board.
Squeeze by there.
Exactly.
I think I remember being on a train like that, and a couple of people got awfully friendly, and I had to
yeah.
wait for a little
but
while.
The cabins are beautiful. I mean, they're all mahogany, and the bathrooms are hand-painted, and there's little brass fixtures. You have a big
oh, nice.
Picture window. You can lie snuggled
in
your bed in your room, in
oh,
your cabin.
Okay.
You have a big picture window, and you could lay in your bed all snuggled up and watch the
nice.
Scenery go by. Even in the dining room, I mean, you don't need a channel
nice.
Scenery go by. Even in the dining room, I mean, you don't need a channel changer to change a scene because every second as you
you're passing
eating,
by all those beautiful sights.
Yeah, it's in a that was the incredible experience. We didn't talk much about. The sites and where we went. You know.
Oh, well, tell us.
Well, yes, for a few more minutes. What type of things do you see when you're on this train, like when
yeah.
you do make those stops?
I think every high school student should be forced to take the train across Canada via or this train because you
when
get to watch the unfolding of Canada's history. You
yeah.
start with the fur trappers in Montreal. You follow them across to Fort Garry where you get to go in the fort. You see
wow.
how they lived, how they set up shop. Now, I learned something there. Well, the beaver pelt was the commodity of money.
Yeah.
And everything was counted in beaver pelts. Do you know how many beaver pelts it costs to buy a Hudson's Bay blanket?
No idea.
Six.
Six beaver pelts.
Six beaver pelts to get a blanket.
Yeah. So you get to, you know, trade for blankets. You get to meet Indians
wow.
and learn that the French Canadians were very well liked. This isn't a fort like the cowboys and Indians in the U.S.
No.
This is a fort where they lived and worked
yeah.
and traded and got along so well that they
sure.
wound up marrying.
Well,
but
sure.
it was a merchant relationship
yeah, of course.
Between
yeah.
two parties.
Because you had these male French Canadians and then you had Indian women, and that's how the Métis Indians
that's right, yeah.
Set up in Winnipeg. And you learn about the Riel invasion. You take
nice.
It right across to the river, the Fraser River and the Mackenzie River. You hear all about the explorers and how they got there and the trials and tribulations. And it was an incredible history lesson. There's lecturers on
wow.
board that lecture to you, and then you're given a booklet of how to follow it along the history of each reason as well as what you learn in the museums.
I'd love to do a trip like that.
That would be a lot of fun.
Wouldn't have to twist my arm to do
no,
something.
No,
like
no, I
know
think
how much we like trains.
I think if they phoned now and said be on the train at 2 o'clock, we'd be there.
How long did this whole thing take? 2 weeks?
This one was 8 days.
Okay.
And it's about 2 of the days you're on board, and one of them when you're going through the Rockies, you're just mesmerized. Like
yeah.
You just don't want to take
you
your
don't
want to
leave your
you
window seat.
You don't want to go to the bathroom. You don't want to do anything. You just want to watch, you know. And as they pass specifically interesting things, the train slows down. There's
mm-hmm.
a particular waterfall,
oh.
And there's gorges and canyons, and they slow down so everybody can get a good look at it.
Did you have, is it like a panorama car, like on Via Rail?
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the special cars. There are 6 sleeping cars.
Okay.
2 club cars, which you can go in at any time during the day, and they have comfy chairs and couches
mm.
and a library, and that's where the grand piano is, and that's where you have cocktails from 6 to 7 every
wow.
evening with hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the New York observation car, which
uh-huh.
was taken from the 20th Century Limited train, which was
oh.
dedicated by Dwight Eisenhower
yes.
in 1948. And this is a beautiful train at the back of the car with a circular bay window and a circular couch. And it has beautiful chairs that swivel. You can go in any direction, and it's really comfy.
So that is the observation car, really nice.
Right, and has that whole historical aspect of the golden days of rail travel just as it approached Second World War and just after the Second World War.
That sounds marvelous. Now, how do you book a trip like this, Sandra?
You just book it through your travel agent.
Really?
And besides the three across Canada, there are about eight trips across the U.S. There's a Washington, D.C. to L.A. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a jazz trip from New Orleans to Chicago. A real popular one with families is from through the national parks in Utah and Arizona. There's one of the Antebellum South. I mean, any piece of each of the countries.
They take an historical area and make a tour through there, stopping at the historical sites and creating a whole theme trip with cuisine in that.
Exactly. It's like the best part of bus travel because you get to the interiors, you get to see all the sites with the luxury of a cruise ship.
Yeah.
You have five-star dining, five-star, you know, accoutrements everywhere.
What do you ask your travel agent for, that Orient Express trip?
Yeah, the American Orient Express, and it's a standard rail tour. It's put out by as I say, American Orient Express. Out of the States.
Well, I know with my luck, you know, I'd be phoning up my travel agent and go, the what?
Well, it takes somebody who specializes, who reads up on, Travel Weekly, because this is a company that does not do as much advertising in Canada. It's principally marketed in the United States.
The actual phone number for anybody who's absolute champing, but can't wait to get on, is 888-759-3944, or if they're regular phone number, 206-441-2725, and that's in Seattle, Washington. Now, you have
you
to pick up
a few goodies
there.
Got some more goodies here.
Yeah, I always bring goodies.
That's not Santa Claus's pending arrival.
Now the
at his new home at Mirabelle.
Wait a second. Your gentleman friend here from BC knows what this is. He's shy. He doesn't want to talk about it. You don't know what it is.
It's a
bell that's on a Velcro band.
But thumb size.
What this is a bear bell. Because when you get up into the interiors of BC, you're supposed to make noise so the bear knows you're there and goes away. Now we had
he knows it's dinner time.
Exactly. We had lectures on the board about explaining the different wildlife and birds, and our lecturer was explaining how you tell the difference between a black bear and a grizzly bear. And he said, of course...
By the size of their teeth.
When they're about to take a chunk out of you.
He said, you look at the droppings, because you have to learn the droppings.
If you're around long enough to see it.
Yeah, that's how we know if there's elk around or caribou or whatever. So you learn the droppings, and he said the difference between the black bear droppings and the grizzly bear droppings is the grizzly bear is the one that has the bells in it.
The bells.
Yes. He's grabbed a few in his lifetime.
Which gives you an idea of the fun lectures you get on board.
That reminds me of the times, like, Steve and I, we'd go camping, you know, Mr. Outdoorsman here, and I would say, well, what are we going to do if we get a bear? He says, well, all you do is you run down a hill, because bears don't run well down a hill. And I said, well, neither do I. Isn't like a tent a Ziploc bag for bears anyway?
Yeah. Oh, a tent. I'm glad you brought that up. We got to raise a teepee. First of all, we've been spelling teepee
that's
wrong.
If you drink too much tea.
Teepee is spelled T-I-P-I.
Oh, I see.
And the teepees were owned by the females of the tribe. So it was their responsibility to pack it up, take it down, and move it by dog or human to the next place. But that also gave her certain privileges, because if her man done her wrong, she could just leave his belongings outside the flap of the teepee, and that was it. So women had rights.
And so began a tradition that has lasted for thousands of years.
Yes.
Sounds like it's time for a break. Chad?
We'll continue after this short break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some vapor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
Tassel Patsy Cack is broadcasting live from Show Sur Urbino with the sale going on this weekend you don't want to miss for shoes or boots. We have a great selection, stylish shoes, the latest in the style, models for sporty or dress wear, whatever you're looking for. The brand names, Bruno Zeppi, Fontana, Vogue for the gentlemen, Ferragiacomo, College Boots, Kamaraska, Sorel Boots for the ladies. Whatever you do, you want to buy and you want to buy for less, and you should not give up the quality, the warmth, and the style. You will give up none of the above because you're shopping at the brand new Urbino Shoes in the Sources Mall, Sources at the TransCanada.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole, your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Pointe St. Charles provides great breakfasts, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street, across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory. 626-3132.
Honey, your skin is so soft. I never noticed before.
That's because I started using the Chad baby oil, and it makes my skin so soft and supple.
Uh-huh.
Now you can maintain that fresh from a massage session with Chad feeling all day long. Chad's baby oil is being clinically tested, and both dermatologists and massage therapists approve it. On his new product, Chad had this to say.
I get fired. I'm taking you all down with me.
Wrong clip, you idiot. Chad's Baby Oil, new from Smithson & Smithson. Available at your local pharmacy today.
Hey, they're going colossal at Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep. The reason? The Chrysler Colossal Sale of 98s. With super deals on super vehicles. Super! Like a 98 Jeep Cherokee Sport. Nothing down, just $385 a month or $25,795. Super! Like a 98 Neon Highline 4-door. Nothing down, only $225 a month or $14,295. Lots more colossal choices in the Colossal Sale. On now at Pointe Claire Chrysler Jeep. 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Why pay more elsewhere?
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
For the weekend here on Travel World, segment number four, and as Scott Johnson, not Brian's relative, has pointed out, Mike Reno from Loverboy is from Penticton.
So there's always a connection. We can always find a connection between two unrelated items to put them together on Travel World. And one thing I just want to let everyone know, because we're talking about the Iowa State Fair a couple of weeks ago and the Big E in a couple of weeks that we're heading down to. If you want to get to a fair a little closer to home, there's the Champlain Valley Fair down in Burlington area, Essex Junction, which goes on this weekend. And this Sunday is Canada Day, and Canadian dollars accepted at par for the...
Par?
Yes, at par for general admission.
Where?
Down at the Champlain Valley Fair, Essex Junction, Vermont, outside of Burlington, tomorrow, Sunday. Make a Labor Day weekend getaway to see the farm animals.
See how the cars lining up.
And the food stands and the fair experience without having to go too far. So.
Well, that's pretty good. And we also want to talk a little bit to Chad the engineer, if he's talking about his trip down to Atlanta. You were in Atlanta recently, Chad?
Yeah, I sure was. Had some racing to do down there.
Well, tell us a bit about the trip.
We drove a whole lot.
Yeah, I do.
Drove a lot, saw little, came home. End of trip.
You meet any hotties? What about that one lady you dated, Talia? What was her name? Jenny Talia?
I wasn't dating her. We're just friends, that's all. I'm trying to keep it that way. That way I can't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah? We get in trouble around here.
and talking about a lot of trouble that people are having over the past couple of days, and probably for a week or more to come, the Air Canada strike, and Mike Cohen, columnist with The Suburban, joins us now on the line to let us in on what his experiences were in the past week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Stephen, Willem, and the rest of the gang.
Hey, Mike, how's your baby?
Baby's just fine. She's taking a nap right now.
Oh, good. Well, at least now we can talk a little.
Yeah, she's almost a year old.
Holy well, has a whole year passed by. You know, time flies.
Yeah, she's been on one plane so far, and I'm not booking any Air Canada trips for her in the near future, though.
Telling me. Tell us about it, Mike.
Well, I was on my way to Washington on Wednesday. This was a trip that was planned weeks ago, and lucky me, it was the morning that the strike was going to begin. I went to sleep at midnight, or actually 11:30, assuming that it would be settled, got up at 5 and found out that it was on, rushed to the airport at 6 a.m., where I was part of a long lineup. The poor people behind the counter were trying to deal with us. I got put onto a U.S. air flight, but I was meeting up with a number of people from my company, and there was about 7 or 8 of us, and all of us had to go on different planes, different flights, different arrivals. I walked by the pilots who were picketing, and I would advise them not to picket because I don't think they're going to get any sympathy. They may get a black eye pretty soon from somebody. And
from somebody we shall not mention, yes?
That's right. Well, not from me. I got to Washington, but it was really, really difficult, and I had to take an early flight out from Delta. So my day was fairly ruined, as it was for my colleagues.
Yeah.
And I must say that my biggest disappointment over this whole strike is the way the pilots set their deadline. Midnight Tuesday or Wednesday, as it would be, which I think was totally inconsiderate to the passengers. Had they decided to do this at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night, at least people would have had a little bit more lead time to plan what they were going to do. Another quick example, group of people were on an Air Canada flight on the tarmac at Dorval at 11:30 to go to Tel Aviv, and the pilot purposely kept the plane on the ground till 12 and then ordered everyone off.
Okay.
They had to bus a number of people to New York to catch a flight, and some people took them 3 or 4 days to get to Israel because of this. So, you know, I sympathize with the management of Air Canada. I must tell you, I do not sympathize with the pilots. I think Air Canada management has to stand firm, because if they don't, their other unions are going to drive them into bankruptcy. And isn't this whole thing a shame?
Yes, and what also disturbs me, first of all, you cannot find a seat out of Montreal. We have people looking for next week, even paying full fare. You cannot get a seat on American, U.S. Air, Delta next Wednesday, for example, to Kansas City. We have people having to go out of Burlington and out of Boston. I met a fellow this morning at the airport, Peter Levinish. He was taking his son, had to go back to Calgary. They booked him on Delta via Atlanta and Salt Lake City into Calgary, taking him 14 hours. Calgary via Atlanta and Salt Lake City.
Oh, jeez.
And you hear about how other airlines are accepting tickets. Well, the airline that is basically gouging the customers the most is Canadian Airlines. Montreal-Toronto, which is already high enough at 267 one way, they've upped it to 312. They are saying, no, we're not only accepting your ticket if it's in the same class of service. Well, that's at 3 a.m. next November. There's a better chance of Bernard Landry being named Parade Grand Marshal at the St. Patrick's Day Parade than Canadian Airlines having a seat in your class of service. I mean, Canadian Airlines taking Canadian government funding and bailouts from provincial governments to keep themselves afloat, saying, well, we cannot have a monopoly situation. Well, once they're the monopoly, look at what they're doing, gouging the customer. And you look at Via Rail and Air Montreal and Canada 3000 keeping their fares at the regular levels, putting on extra flights, being of service to the passengers. Canadian Airlines isn't, and I think that's a shame.
It certainly is, and I don't know, Stephen, about you, but if people are planning to go to Florida at Christmas, who knows? These kind of strikes could go on and on and on, and
right.
I just don't know. It's going to take a long time for Air Canada to rebound from this, and it really is a shame for the passenger, for everyone involved, and I think these pilots, if any of them are listening, should be absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Right. I mean, and it puts people in even a bad situation going to the States on top of that, because Northwest is out on strike, too, so you've got two large airlines out of the same time. There just are no seats out there to be had at any price.
No, well, anyhow, people should keep listening to Travel World so they get the up-to-date information.
Right, we'll keep them abreast.
Okay, gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Thank you.
What was that you were talking about, a breast, Stephen?
Yeah. maybe next week. Maybe next week at Le Baluchon, right?
Le Baluchon, yes. Well, Le Baluchon is that... is that resort down in the Morrissey, which was opened by, coincidentally, Bernard Landry and yes. Jean Chrétien himself. So.
And Jean Chrétien invited us to partake of the tourism infrastructure of La Morrissey, so we'll take him up on his offer and see what Le Baluchon has to offer next weekend.
That's where I almost broke Aline Chrétien's foot.
Yes, that would have made the CTV National News. Willem Backus breaks Aline Chrétien's foot. Coming up later.
Well, we were interviewing, Angèle Couture, and, you know, somebody asked us to step out of the way, so I looked behind, didn't see Aline Chrétien at all. Back up, whoa, almost right crunch right on her ankle.
Right, well, there's Angèle, talking about Angèle Couture, she has an exposition of paintings and photos that she took in the Dominican Republic coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, we definitely want that, and we also want to say hello to André Bouchard from Allo Vedette magazine, one
yes,
of our other
and,
correspondents.
My name is not Nelson Pickford.
Not Allo Police, yeah.
Yeah, Allo Vedette, but they said my name was Nelson Pickford. It is not, so...
No, least he wants to get you into a full Nelson.
Yes, it's something else on his mind, too, but at least we made the pages.
Maybe talk to Jean Chrétien, he wants to get you into a full Nelson. I don't know if, you know, if I broke his wife's foot, he'd probably be punching
yes.
me out by now.
Yes, you don't have to worry about the RCMP, you have to worry about Jean.
I do believe in hands-on government.
Yes. Oh, yes, another week is coming
Saturday
to a close.
Saturday morning buffoon hour.
Yes, every Saturday from 11 to noon.
So, once again, another week's gone by. Chad, are you here with us next week, Chad? Chad?
He's daydreaming.
He's daydreaming, yes.
Places far near.
Must be an attractive woman.
Hey, I'm a busy guy here. What do you want?
Yeah, well, are you coming with us next? Are you with us next week or what?
Yeah, I think I should be.
Oh, that's pretty good. So we got some more Chad torturing to do. And
next week we'll be talking to Melanie Reffes, Montreal broadcaster. She's back from her stint in South Africa and safarying and working. So a lot of stories to recount about one of the memorable trips of her time next Saturday.
That's beautiful. We have a whole gang with us here. Danielle, thanks for coming in once again. It's a great
time, guys. Anytime.
Wonderful and beautiful, lovely Sandra Phillips. Always great to have you in studio with all the wonderful gifts you bring us, too. It's good to see you again. Scott Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you again sometime soon. For Travel World, thanks. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us next Saturday for Travel World from 11 to noon right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station. Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver.